is responsible? 1987. In the spring of 1987, Pamela Sargent, Ian Watson, and George Zebrowski asked several writers for a response to be printed in the Bulletin of the Science Fiction Writers of America to the following question. What should science fiction be? Is that what it is? Who is responsible for its current state? I was at first hesitant about answering at all, because although I am a science fiction writer, I am not only a science fiction writer, and will perhaps never know the field so purely from within as the writers whose entire work is there. So who am I to tell them what's what? But then I realized that this had never bothered me until some people who write about SF began saying that I had turned my back on science fiction, ratted out, gone mainstream, headed for fame and money in the Eastern literary establishment, and generally played apostate, all of which had made me a bit self-conscious, as well as a bit cross. Facing that self-consciousness, I decided that though I didn't have a whole lot to say on this particular subject, I'd go ahead and say it, and not let myself be silenced. For although I am not only a science fiction writer, I am a science fiction writer, and as such, am entitled to the usual passionate feelings about the whole thing. What should science fiction be? Is that what it is? All my noisiest ego people, the moralist, the preacher, the legislator, the know-it-all, love an invitation to say what something should be. And they drown out the softer voices of my mind, the storyteller, the poet, the feminist, the clown, who aren't all that sure what science fiction should be, or even what it is. But all of us in here agree on the third question. Who is responsible for its current state? To that, I reply unanimously, nobody is responsible for science fiction, surely, but the people who write it and the people who read it. Editors, publishers, agents, booksellers, promoters, book clubs, fan organizations, awards boards, reviewers, critics, teachers of literature and of writing, all have immense influence on what is written and read in SF. And editors, publishers, and chain bookstores in particular have a great deal of control over it. But all the same, I don't think they're responsible for it. Control is a matter of power over. It's when you have the power to that you're responsible. The markets, marketers, or censors' area of control over what's printed, and the writer-reader's area of autonomy and responsibility may overlap happily or conflict destructively. In this country, though the market pressure is enormous and there is indirect censorship, I think the size of our area of power is pretty much up to us, us being the writers and readers. Of course, if we hand over control of our work at any stage to them, them being the middlemen, they'll take it, and the area of our autonomous action will shrink. To accept the responsibility of writing and reading, not what they tell us is wanted, will sell, other people want, we should, but what we choose to write and read, is to increase the area of our power, both personal and as members of a community of writers and readers. At present, it seems that many people are allowing market control over SF to dominate other options and values, and correspondingly, the feeling of community among SF people seems rather weaker than it was. But whether we choose to write for the market, for the critics, for love, for fans, for survival, or for all of that, or none of that, or a mixture, I don't see how anybody can be blamed or praised or held responsible for our words but ourselves.